If I had a dollar for every time someone reached out to me to say, Chris, thank you for what you teach, I just wish I knew this 30 years ago. My friend, I'd be a very rich woman. But every time I hear it, I think the same thing. Me too, my friend. Me too. If I knew then what I know now, oh my, I could have saved myself years of unequal, frustrating, sad, and downright toxic relationships that left me wondering, what's wrong with me? Well, now I know. And in today's episode, I want to save you the years of pain and frustration and confusion that I faced. And maybe you're looking for wisdom for a difficult relationship, or you just want to be sure that you don't repeat the same mistakes again. These truths could be just the perspective that you need to get the closure you're looking for. Oh, and pay particularly close attention to number 9. Yeah, this one could have saved me about 7 years of therapy. Truth number 1. That feeling that you get when something's off with someone is sometimes wrong, but it's often right. Don't ignore it. A lot of people, especially Christians, think, oh, I shouldn't think this way. I should just think the best of them. But my friend, I want to ask you this. What if it's the Holy Spirit revealing truth to you? Do you really want to ignore that? Truth number 2. It's not your job to save, fix, repair, restore, or in any way change someone. And as flattering as it is to have someone tell you that they need you, that they can't be a better person without you, my friend, it's just horse poop. If they wanted to be a better person, they would be, with or without you. Save the saving for Jesus. Truth number 3. Don't assess someone by what they promise you in the future. Assess them for what they're doing today. I had an old business partner who would promise to buy me a Lamborghini when he got rich. I was like, gee, that sounds generous of you, but I don't need a fancy car. I just need you to pick up the tab once in a while for lunch. Truth number 4. The right people will always let you know where you stand with them. Toxic, troubled people don't even know who they are or why they do what they do. And I've learned that if you're left in confusion and you're left guessing, well, my friend, that's usually the devil hard at work. Truth number 5. When someone ignores you, as hard as it is, don't take it personal. I wish I would have embraced Matthew 10:14 a long time ago. Shake the dust off your feet and move on. Take your dignity and go. Truth number 6. If you need to sacrifice your values and preferences to please someone else, you are in for a long, sad road. You see, toxic people don't abide by the law of reciprocation. They don't give. They just take. Truth number 7. You don't actually miss them. You just miss what you hoped they would be for you. My codependency kept me trapped in emotional ties that were toxic for me because I thought it was my job to change them. So when I couldn't, I felt like I failed. And as long as I was trying, there was still hope. There's likely no hope, my friend. Let them go. Truth number 8. Don't make someone a priority in your life if they only make you an option in theirs. If you have to constantly fight for someone's attention, they've clearly shown you how much or little you matter. Truth number 9. If you suspect they're cheating, find out. Assuming the best in those situations often just makes you a fool. Now, if you're struggling with suspicion and insecurity, then yes, that's on you. Go get help for that so that you can now better see the actual truth. Oh, number 9A. Emotional affairs are cheating. 9B, porn. Truth number 10. Arrogance is not confidence. If you're the type who needs someone to take care of you, you will easily fall for the facade of strength. Truly confident people will have a strong self-esteem and an even stronger empathy. Arrogant people will only look to dominate you. Truth number 11. Silence is often the best revealer of truth. If you can't stand the silence, toxic people are going to use that to their advantage. Truth number 12. People show you how important you are to them by their level of listening. And if you need to fight for their attention, constantly repeating yourself or trying to get a word in edgewise, they're not interested. So when they stop listening, you need to stop talking. Truth number 13, observe, don't absorb. I always felt like it was my responsibility to engage with whatever this toxic person was saying. I felt like it was my duty to correct them so that they could see the light and give me the credit for bringing them to it. The truth is, it's not your responsibility to engage in toxic, dysfunctional behavior. Observe it so you know what you're dealing with, but don't absorb it. It's not yours to take. Truth number 14. When someone blames everyone and everything for their failings, it will only be a matter of time before they blame you. Truth number 15. If someone can't apologize, they can't be trusted. Truth number 16. True apologies don't come with disclaimers. If you hear things like, I'm sorry, but, I'm sorry, you, I'm sorry, if only you, my friend, you're not getting an apology, you're getting an excuse. Truth number 17. If someone rushes to explanation without validation, they're only looking for justification. Safe people will pause and notice the impact their behavior has had on you. Toxic people only care about getting you to get it and then back off. Truth number 18. When someone doesn't give you the space to process your emotions, it's not because they really want to work it out with you. It's because they can't be okay until they know you're okay with them. It's not care, it's codependent. Healthy people are going to give you all the space you need to work through your feelings, regardless of whether they agree with them or not, regardless of whether they're hurting or not. They will give you all the space you need. Truth number 19. If you have to threaten someone to get what you want, your results are going to be temporary at best. And truth number 20, giving love to get love isn't love. Love isn't selfish. It doesn't demand its own way, and it certainly doesn't manipulate. So, my friend, what are some of the truths about toxic people you wish you knew in your 20s? I'd love to hear from you. And chances are you've already tolerated more than you should from these toxic people. But did you know that there are demonic doors that can actually be opened in your life through the narcissist? To make sure those seven doors aren't open in your life, I want you to go ahead and check out episode 245 next.